I'm an addict and my name is Winnie. Only through God's grace and the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous am I clean today. I thank God first and foremost in you people. I'd like to thank Sherman for sharing. And I again like to thank Ocean City area for giving me an opportunity to come talk about me and invite me with my good partner in 88, Brian K., right? You know, and it's always an honor. You know, and the topic, hurt people. I want to welcome anybody new and say, please keep coming back. Narcotics Anonymous works. And I'm sure if you knew the Narcotics Anonymous and you came from the hell where each and every one of us in attendance have came from, we understand that you are hurting because we have hurt for a very long time. We have hurt and disgust and disbelief that any of anything that we have conquered, accomplished, done, achieved in this position and being a recovering addict has been well beyond what we expected. You know, and being hurt and being in a condition when we come here allows us to not believe some of the things that we hear. We just can't look at people and just believe. The way they look, they glowing, they shining, they got new cars, they got plenty money, they got big houses, they got degrees, they went back, they couldn't have had the problem that I had. We tell ourselves. If you anything like me, newcomer, new to the program of Narcotics Anonymous, the pain that we suffered and that we endured is exactly like the pain that you have suffered and you endure, and we welcome you, and we ask you to please keep coming back. We love you, and we need you. You know, and being hurt in the process of the steps, it allowed a surgery to take place, because there's some surgery that go on in here to help the hurt that we have. And that's when the steps become implemented in our life. That's why they say change you must or die you will. You know, and we begin the surgery process. You know, because the hurt allowed the damage that has been done for it to seem and appear more familiar for me to live in pain and in misery. Because of the comfortability that we build in the house that we live in. If you whipping my behind and I'm getting the whoopings and the whoopings is coming regular enough, I make believe that I deserve to be whooped. Because the hurt is empowering the reality of change. So as the member that I was, when I came in here, the hurt that I had might not been obvious because there were material things that I had when I got here, but spiritually, I was bankrupt. My funds wasn't gone, but my spirit was dead. So the surgery process began when I came to the Narcotics Anonymous program and I made my very first meeting at the List Surrender Group at 59th and Median. And they welcomed me. And they clapped. They clapped for me too when I came here. And they said, listen, what worked for us can work for you. But you had to have some kind of belief in it. You might couldn't see it, but just the venture in knowing that no longer could you use. You know, and the steps. You know, the first step allows us to know. Like, we powerless over our thinking, but we not powerless over going to cop. If you don't want a cop, you ain't got a cop. You ain't got a hurt. You never have to feel the feeling that you felt 4 days ago when you ain't know how you was gonna cop again. You don't have to feel that feeling. You know, so as a result of coming here and, you know, staying here and looking at the damage and wanting to believe that the nurturing that y'all said that y'all would give me, I made an investment. I invested my life in the program. I did what y'all told me to do. I got a sponsor. I got a home group. You know, I got a support group. And I began to look at people that were living relatively happy. And one thing about an appearance, if I'm in your company and the appearance of what I think of you is not what you display to me as a human being, then I might need to find some new people to hang around. Because if you hurting, and I'm already hurting, it ain't a whole lot of possibilities that your hurt gonna help my hurt. Because if I'm suffering, God damn it, I don't need to be around a whole lot of people suffering. Miserable. Ain't going nowhere. Don't have no dreams. Ain't got no goals. Ain't got no aspirations. I need to be motivated. And I need to be motivated with something that's going to allow my spiritual condition to blossom. We bloom around here. We grow around here. We blossom around here. We correct our mistakes. We don't keep causing harm. That's why along the step process, you know, it allows us to know about like the insanity. The insanity of believing, if you don't believe that you can gain, regain, get, or get back anything that you ever had, you have not done a second step. Yeah, because if you put it down and you don't pick it up, you could do whatever you want to do. I don't care what nobody got. I don't care what they're getting. If God blessed them, you ought to believe he can bless you too. But that's the faith. The faith is the restoration. Because you're building. The surgery is beginning. And as the surgery process, listen, it's like a demolition. You know what I mean? When you build down the building, they say when you rebuild the building or you go to build the building, the blueprint is the farther that you dig down, the higher you can build up. So if you want to build up, you got to dig down. And you need a guide to go in there with you. The third step allows you to know that you got to really believe that you got to be able to take my will in my life. Guide me in my recovery. Show me how to live. Like you got guidance for all of what you got to go through. So, you know, as a result of finding out who I was, and as a result of being sponsored in this program since I've been here, getting information, being willing to take the directions, because sponsorship is direction. And if you on your own, you ain't bullshitting nobody but yourself. You know it's going to do what it do, and that's all it do anyway. So what you don't do, it will do. Mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, so, you know, I came around here, and God blessed me to be able to do the majority of things that us addicts do. Go back to school, get the paper, have initials behind your name. Go speak at a multitude of different states, countries. Go through pain, trials, tribulations. Get through them. Don't get high. Buried my mother with 4 years clean. Didn't get high. Buried my sister. Buried my father. Got married. Got divorced. Went to school. Got the degrees. Felt like maybe I got dealt a bad hand. All the hard work and effort. Worked two jobs and went to school and had 5 kids. Looked up, the husband was gone. Bedridden. 2 hip replacements. A back surgery. Lupus. Chemo for 4 years. And what? If you believe it, you can dream it. And if you can lay down, if you can look up, you can get up. And that's all I continue to tell myself. And I believed it. The spirit, and it's something that goes on with your spiritual condition. Your spiritual condition. If it's empty, you ain't operating off of nothing. But if you got the information and you have something filling your spirit, it's going to energize you. It's going to allow you to know all of the work and all of the surgeries and all of the procedures and all the dilemmas and all the trials and all the tribulations. It's only the assignment that God got for you. Listen, if God got it for you, it's for you. It's only for you. It ain't for your man. It ain't for your woman. It ain't for your sponsor. It ain't for your sponsee. It ain't for your kids. It's for you. The job is, are you willing to complete your assignment? The 11 traditions say we live in testimonies. We all going to be tested. It works how and why. The 11th tradition. We all going to be tested. But in the test, are you getting what you need to persevere? Because what I have gotten from the test that God has given me is that he's allowed me to be the woman that I became. What I know is God will put people in your life because he wants you to see the work that he's done with you. It ain't always an easy task. Listen. I went to a convention a year ago, and I had met a guy, right? And he was from Maryland, but he was from another part of Maryland. Listen, God will show you what you're worthy of, and he will display the evidence, right? But if your motives and your intentions ain't good, it'll backfire. Boom! Yeah. But when you equipped, see, part of the surgery allow you to be equipped with what you need to take you to where you're going. And what I realized was that God placed me in people's life because of the experiences that he has allowed me to walk through, get through, look on the other side of, hold my head up high, and still know that he's on my side. I had to still, even though I wasn't happy, I'm Winnie from West Philly. You know, when that nigga cheated on me. I wasn't too stable when I first got here. When I first got here, my hurt turned into anger. And my anger turned into rage. I knocked 2-3 motherfuckers out up in here. But what happened was because of the lifestyle that I lived. Listen, in the book, it say what used to work in addiction don't work in recovery. But I didn't understand that because I wasn't practicing it. So I didn't see that it ain't even about who you think you are. It ain't even about what you think the people thinking about what happened, because half the time it's what you thinking. It ain't what the people thinking. You know, so I had to learn how not to act out with my anger and allow my anger to become rage, because what's for me ain't going to pass me by nowhere. Look, I look at my relationships with my kids. And I had 5 kids. And when I came here, I wasn't a loving and caring mother. I wasn't a loving and a caring parent. Listen, I had a father that was a powerful man, but he couldn't help the fact that I suffered from the disease of addiction. Y'all were able to give me something that he could not give me. It's something that happens in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous that'll blow life back into you when you think it's over. It's a resuscitation that you want to live when you feel like you're dying. Despite the hurt, despite the embarrassment, despite the shame, despite the guilt. So y'all gave me love, y'all gave me hugs, and listen, y'all nurtured me, and I was able to take them things home. And I was able to take them things home, and I was able to give them things to them kids that I was an irresponsible parent to because I wanted one more. And as a result, the children that I have, my children, my grandchildren, it ain't nothing in this world that love, compassion, peace, freedom. See, hurt prevents you from acknowledging those things. And we all, at some point, gonna go through some uncomfortability, pain, hurt, confusion. We human beings. It ain't personal. Everybody get a turn. It don't always mean a bad turn. You're gonna get a good turn. But what you gonna do with the turn? We came to Narcotics Anonymous, and if you made it here, you've been blessed. But it's a benefit that come along with it. And the benefit comes along with it because you gotta find out who you are. You gotta find out what you wanna do with your life. You wanna find out how you're gonna pursue what you wanna do about your life. The reward comes into play when you put all of that into action. And you live your life like all the other members that have came here and stay here have done. You be riding a new car. Yeah, you be getting a new house. If you don't get nothing back, you can get your ass back. You can get you back. And a lot of times hurt people look at your inabilities to allow their abilities to stand and rise so high. They'll look at what you not good at and think they good at something and want to step on your neck. Just to have to come full circle, you know, I know that a lot of us have experienced laughing at something somebody going through. You know, they doing this, he doing that. And for real, you look up, they the same people you asking how they got through it because your ass going through it now. Watch who you talk about and watch what you say. Because them same people might be the people who may have to pull you up out of the ditch when you jump in. Because you jump in the ditch too. We all equip ditch jumpers. You know, so one of the things that I try to do in my life, you know, is I try to give people in my life what I have to offer. And that's to the best of my ability. You know, I try to give people love because I give me love. And I expect the same in return. I ain't copping short no more. I ain't gonna keep doing you and you ain't doing me. Fuck that. We ain't gonna play dumb kind of games on a regular basis. We not gonna keep acting like you know that I'm in a bad position. predicament or I'm in a bad space. And when you're in a bad predicament or in a bad space, and hopefully I come to your aid because that's who I am. But I ain't going to keep being who I am in return to get dicked. It just don't add up. It don't seem like mathematical to me. Geometry. So, you know, I believe that we should try to do unto others as we want others to do unto us. You know, I'm going to close with talking about, you know, simply this. You know, we come around here, you know, and I have spent almost half of my life in recovery. I'll be 50 years old this year. I have a 30-year-old daughter in recovery, you know. And I have had relationships in recovery. And when I have gotten in relationships in recovery, it haven't been because I wanted to get out of them. You know, when you hook up, you open the hook up, stay like crazy glue or something, sealed up. But as a result, when you've been here, as long as some of us have been here, in our mind, we tell ourselves, I mean, I tell myself, some people probably going to be able to identify, well, I don't even think I need to get no more fucking relationships in the internet. I might need to get a normal motherfucker. You know, being a woman, right? You know, it don't look as bad as being a guy. Like when you switch up. You know, a guy in Philly said to me, you know, because I'm in a relationship, and I'm happy in the relationship that I'm in. You know what I mean? And I'm doing some things different. You know what I mean? Because I still like to be Winnie from West Philly. You know what I mean? But sometimes you have to remember that if you say you want the change to be effective, then you got to be consistent with working on the change, because the transformation don't work if you don't work at it. So the guy said, I ain't know you used to be in a relationship with such and such. I said, nigga, that was 22 years ago. Shit, I'm almost 23 years clean. And what difference do it make? It's a record. You want to sleep by yourself, be by yourself, eat by yourself. Now, that's a record, ain't it? Reality in life is people are made to be together. And there's some things in life that money can't buy. So if you want these gifts, and you want to be at peace, and you want to live your life happy, joyous, and free, and you want to have love, compassion, dignity, and some integrity to stand on, you got to be willing to make a change. It ain't a change for the next person's life. It has to be a change for your life. I'm going to ask Winnie. Thank you.